Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and it's good to be back together again. I know I've got some really regular listeners, and you just wait by that. You know, you're watching the clock, and bless your hearts. I got a letter from one brother now for 10 years. He joins me every day, and he prays with me and has his Bible open, and it's just a blessing to be able to minister. I really feel you're my radio family. We may never meet this side of heaven, but it's just a joy and a privilege in my heart to be able to minister through the airwaves. And for those, every once in a while, I know people don't bother to write anymore, but those that do, and I know if you're listening, you can testify that this really is a personal ministry. And when you write in, a staff member doesn't read or answer the mail. I personally, the Lord's kept this a relatively small ministry, so every ministry is unique, and God has just allow this ministry to be a partner in prayer with God's people. Now, praise God, if you, and I trust if you're able, you should belong to a good Bible-believing church and not forsake the assembling of yourself together, as the scriptures declare. But there are those that, you know, sometimes I get letters, some of the outreach of the station sometimes goes into little towns, and there's, in some of the little communities, there's not a Spirit-filled church. There's not a place where the Spirit of God is really moving, and so people really depend on the broadcast for, you know, the Spirit-filled message, and I just, whatever the Lord wants, whether it's preaching, or sometimes I, you know, move by the gifts, or share a prophetic word, whatever God wants, and that's as I also share with the my spiritual family through the mailing list. It's a personal letter. I personally answered the mail. I read all the letters that come in. No one else sees, answers the mail. And that's true even when we had staff working. So I just want to encourage you that you are, you know, your letter, your requests are personally answered. And I pray many times, as you know, I've got a couple dogs, so every day I go for a walk, and many times I use that opportunity sometimes to listen to tapes or CDs, but also sometimes it's just to be praying in the Spirit, and the Lord will bring back, will quicken some of the needs from the letters that I've, of the mail that I've just recently answered. So I'm praying, and then I fast regularly for UCM partners. So that's just a part of my lifestyle. So just know that you're just not a name on a mailing list, but it's a very personal and blessed spiritual community to belong to. Praise God. And as I say, some are not even, they're housebound, they're not able to get to church. So I'm sort of a pastor to them too. Praise God. Well, I'm feeling really good today. Praise God. And I hope, in fact, let me just pray right now. Father, there are those that are in a time of, Lord, there's oppression, there's just a confusion. Lord, some, their nerves are just shot. So, Father, right now, I ask you, Holy Spirit, I impart peace. I speak peace. I bind the spirit of fear and anxiety. Someone's just really stressed and really uptight. They're just really concerned about what they're going to do, and that's a financial and an economic concern right now. You're really struggling, and the news was not good. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I just rebuke that spirit of fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And by faith, Lord, I loose your provision, your resolution. Lord, I speak peace now to those who are struggling. I rebuke Satan. I take authority over you in Jesus' name, and I bind oppression and depression and the spirit of anxiety in Jesus' name. And Lord, I loose the peace of God and the strength of God, and Lord, faith, because Faith says God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I loose your provision and I thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Sometimes it's hard to receive the word of the Lord when you're just in need of prayer. So sometimes as I feel the Lord lead me, I just pray for the listening audience. And if you're feeling wonderful, then you join me at times like that, because we need to pray for the body of Christ. You know, it's until we get this really registered in our brains and in our spirits that when one hurts, we all hurt. And so you might be on a mountaintop, but beloved, when there's other members that are hurting and struggling, we're all affected. Just think when the corporate body of Christ gets more and more walking in a place of victory, beloved, we're all going to be in a much better place. So we need to pray for one another. As I share from time to time with the correspondence ministry, the word says we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what Galatians said. I think it's the 6th chapter, maybe verse 2. I'm not positive of that, but I believe it's Galatians. So anyway, it's the word of the Lord. So let's bear one another's burdens. Well, this week I've been ministering on God's progressive truth, that there's a new age dawning upon the world. We're in the last days. You don't have to question that as you listen to the newscasts and read the papers. We're living in desperate times, multiplied thousands of people losing their lives in natural catastrophes. These are the beginning of sorrows, wars, trouble, nation rising against nation. And while there's so much evil and wickedness in the world, yet we can rejoice because God is not asleep. God is on the move. He's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. That prophecy of Joel, the 2nd chapter, is being fulfilled. And so as I was sharing this week, it's important that we always are ready to move on with God, whatever the Spirit of the Lord wants to do, and not get caught up in things of the past, not to condemn the things of the past. They were good for their time. But so often we were groping around in the valley of tradition, and where there's fogs and mists, and we should be pressing onward and upward, climbing the mountain of the Lord to those eternal highlands of Christian experience, where we can enter in to the spiritual riches which are our inheritance in the day in which we're living. This is a new day. He's doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? And we need to pray that those earthly chains that bind us will be broken. And so instead of traveling in the semi-darkness of oppression and the twilight of our dim understanding, we need to come out of the fog. Have you ever been in a fog bank? Sometimes near the ocean, you can see there's a heavy fog laying, but it's really low. And above that, the sun's shining. Well, that's just how it is when we're submerged in our own doubts and fears and with the things of the past we don't want to let go. But on every hand, on every side, within and without, we see there's a multitude of signs which tell of the imminence of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, his second coming. And it's that great fact which is causing us to be aware of these days of his preparation. In other words, the hours we're living in are preparing us for that, you know, the sound of the last trump. Beloved, have you been disappointed because of the failure of the systems around you? And some have been really disillusioned with the church. Is your heart filled with sorrow as you've discovered the failures of the arm of flesh? When the storms of life have buffeted us, we've found ourselves wandering many times in a spiritual wilderness, when we have arrived ultimately at the conclusion that the things of the past really have not completely satisfied. What should we do? Well, beloved, we need to turn to the rock that is higher than I. In Christ is the shadow of a rock in a dry and weary land where no water is. He's the shelter in the time of storm. And I can hear his declaration ringing over and over again. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me." And these words could not be stronger or more comprehensive. The cross to some may be an instrument of disgrace, but he proclaims it's the instrument of his dominion and power. It's not the creeds or systems to which he draws us. Listen to what I'm saying, but to himself. He knew as he hung upon the tree that he was not there to establish by his dying the righteousness of a cause of which he was the representative. Beloved, no earthly institution was to possess the magnetism which belongs to him alone. It's because we fail to hear the emphasis upon that personal pronoun, I. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we've had so much bewilderment and perplexity and confusion in these perilous times in which we live because we've given allegiance to men and to earthly systems and traditions. It's just like the Pharisees done. We've taken church systems and rituals, and it's been like a millstone around our neck when our eyes ought to be looking to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right now in the ministry of the word, and I want to take a little bit of time to invite you to write. You know, recently I've made, for those on the mailing list, you know that I know I don't have CDs. I'm still in cassette tape format. I haven't fully entered the 21st century yet, but we have some wonderful materials on cassette tapes. And recently I offered a tape that Brother Glass preached in the late 70s, Woe Upon Woe. And beloved, when I heard it, I was absolutely astounded. I was shocked. It could have been preached today. And if you'd like to request it, it talks about the energy crisis, the things the church is facing right now. I mean, it's like it speaks to where we're at right this moment and the reasons behind why we're at where we're at. Some fascinating information he's going to share with you. So just request that cassette tape, Woe Upon Woe. I meant to do it earlier this week, and it's free for the requesting. The announcer will give you our mailing address. And I just wanted to share with you, I think I did it earlier this week, a letter from a sister writing from Suwanee, Georgia. She says, "You're such a blessing. I was praying to hear from you strongly in my spirit, and there was your letter waiting. God's timing. Praise God. You're sensitive and obedient to him." The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. You'll get a personal letter back from Sister Glass. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.